Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. If you're planning to travel by air anytime soon, here's a piece of advice. Pack lightly. There's a report out today that airlines are no longer giving passengers a break when it comes to heavy or extra baggage, and that could make flying a little less friendly and a little more expensive. Bob Moon is New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. He joins us now. Bob, this is something else that air travelers need to get stressed out about.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, and it just may be worth stressing out about when you consider that the fees that some airlines are now charging for extra bags could essentially double some fares. USA Today has taken a look at this crackdown on extra baggage, and the newspaper reports today that several airlines have changed their policies just in the past few months. In general, they allow two free checked bags per person. There are still some exceptions. JetBlue and ATA, for example, allow three, and some top-level frequent flyers can check more. But if you go over these limits, the cost can range anywhere from $40 to $80 for the first extra bag. And if you really can't control your packing, be warned that the cost goes up on Delta, for example, to $105 for the fourth through sixth piece of luggage, and up to $180 a bag if you've got more than that. And there are also tighter weight limits in many cases. You might find that the maximum is now down from 70 pounds per bag to just 40 or 50 pounds. So, Alex, you may want to think twice before you pack that heavy gray overcoat of yours.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that anyone who's traveling with more than six bags can probably afford the extra baggage fees. But how does a ticket holder know what the baggage limits are for their particular flights? Because they all seem to be a little bit different when you get there to the gate.
Yes, it does vary so widely by airline that probably the best way is checking out the specific website for the airline you're flying. Of course, you can't really read the back of your ticket these days because you've probably got an electronic ticket. Also, as we mentioned, USA Today has a breakdown of what it found in today's editions and on its website. This can really get complicated, by the way. The newspaper found that there were no fewer than nine pages of checked baggage policies on the website for United Airlines. These policies can change depending upon the destination and the time of year, and in some cases, you simply can't check any extra bags during peak travel periods.
It seems to me they've had these regulations around for a while, but they mostly ignore them. And now, suddenly, they're cracking down?
Yeah, good question. The airlines have been lax about enforcing their policies until fairly recently. And you've got a couple of things at play here. Of course, fuel costs are sky high, and many cash-strapped airlines are just looking for more ways to increase revenue. They also say it's a matter of safety for their employees who have to lift these bags. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at how an up economy may save the day for Britain's Tony Blair.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.